I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Before The Rough Draft Diaries became the official Rough Draft Diaries, we actually did a test run of the show. I'm not sure if anyone remembers this, but I did produce a few episodes that did air during Morning Edition, but they weren't connected to each other in any way, shape, or form. I was just about to start work on a new story featuring the Sophia Quintero Center when the official Rough Draft Diaries program was greenlit for production, and that kind of changed everything. So this story has been on pause for quite some time, and yet here we are over 2 years later, and the organization has finally been nominated for the Rough Draft Diaries.
My name's Taylor Burstiaga, and I'm executive director of the Sophia Quintero Art and Cultural Center.
If anyone is going to tell the story of the Sophia Quintero Center, the executive director is a good place to start. Taylor has held this position for about the past year, but the organization has been in Toledo for much longer than that.
Community Center is a little over 20 years old, and it was named after a local activist, Sophia Quintero, and she passed away, but she was very involved in the city of Toledo, in education, and in the Latino culture. But our mission is to promote and celebrate the Latino culture through arts, cooking, gardens, and then at the same time, we are in the 43609 area code, so really trying to build up the Old South End. We're right between the zoo and downtown, so we're in a very actually busy, you know, area, so really trying to build up this entire sector for people, whether it's business, like I said, arts, residential, anything like that.
So when I visited the center, we met at the Jose Martinez Memorial Gallery, an art gallery featuring and inspired by Latino artists. It's across the street from their kitchen and event center, where they offer dance classes, cooking classes, and a space for various events. That building is right next to one of their gardens, which houses their beehives and their urban gardening project. As you can tell, the center is much more than just one building, and Taylor hopes the people of Toledo recognize that.
That's the big marketing, you know, obstacle we're really trying to be. Everybody we meet, like I said, only knows one very small portion. And if that portion, maybe somebody comes here and maybe their connection isn't to art, we kind of lose that. So it's really trying, wait, we have a kitchen and we have gardens and we have bees and you can volunteer and we have a wood shop. So sometimes they only have one interaction with us. If they come to an exhibition, they really only come to this building. You know, so it's our duty to try to get them to understand this is just one part of the piece of the pie that we do.
Understanding the brand and the mission of the Sophia Quintero Center was always pretty easy for Taylor. That's because she grew up attending Sophia Quintero classes and events.
Well, I've been involved since I can remember, honestly. Maybe seven. I honestly don't remember. I mean, it's been a long time. Even when I was little, we would drive through this sector a lot from, we live just right down the street, and that I still remember the color. The Sophia Quintero Center's been very intentional about the color that we put pretty much on everything. Our fences, our property, we do the murals that you'll see, even the doors outside this building, but that's probably what sticks in my head the most is seeing that start to form and just kind of grow over time. And still, when people come in or call us, the first thing they say is, I know the colorful buildings, I'm just not sure what is in those. So it's, you know, so it kind of sticks in people's heads. So that's probably one of the first things I remember.
Color is an important part of the Sophia Quintero Center design, but it's also important to Latino culture. For Taylor, color is Latino culture.
Really, it's just all I can, when I see the culture, all I think about is color. Whether you look at the food, the music, the dance, the language, anything, it's just so colorful and joyous. So, I mean, especially in this day and age, the diversity has been a very big topic, obviously, in this day and age right now. So celebrating and educating on the Latino culture is so important. I've always thought it was important, but I think its cultural diversity has, the importance has really grown within the past year or two. So really, like I said, just starting a conversation with somebody about what they do, because if they don't understand it, then there's usually some kind of judgment. Like I said, just learning about it and educating yourself to become a part of it, I think someone would be able to relate in some factor, like I said, through music, language, dance, and family is huge within the culture, so that goes beyond with just friendships, like, you know, just the family sector. So just really encouraging people to take a minute to educate yourself, to ask questions, you know, talk to us in whatever way we can help. But just to really, like I said, look at the color of it, kind of the vibrancy, because there's a lot there.
For Taylor, now it's time to look to the future to bring new programs to the city of Toledo.
So like I said, we have the ceramic and screen printing studio. That'll be brand new in the spring, so we're excited for that. The dance studio is actually going through a renovation right now, so they're putting new floors. They got a grant for all new dance mirrors. And I know the wood shop is really looking to expand to have, you know, either teachers come in with the youth or do some kind of classes, things like that.
That just about wraps things up, but first let's hear Taylor's connections for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.
Janet Hickey with the Broadway Corridor Coalition, Daughters House, which is a local nonprofit for mothers, I think, of abused and daughters. And then I'll have to think of a third one.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.